Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. We're having problems with the show today coming on. I don't know what was going on, so I'll just say a little bit of things about our program today. The title of our program is Depositing and Withdrawing from Heaven's Account. You know, the Word of God said, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust nor destroy, or where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You know, Jesus did not say we had to wait until we get to heaven to receive this account. We lay hold of eternal life here in this world, not in heaven. You know, today on our broadcast, for a few things since we're late trying to get on, when you're talking about the form of deposit on withdrawing and deposit, first of all, tithing. That's coming from Deuteronomy 26, Malachi 3:10-14, Hebrews 7 and 8. And it's talking about giving to the poor. We're talking about form of deposit. Proverbs 19 and 17. Also making investment into the gospel. That came from Mark 10:29 and 30. Giving as a praise to God, sometime in secret, coming from Psalms 1 and 18. Those are form of depositing, tithing, giving to the poor, making investment, and giving as a praise to God. You know, when you're talking about making a withdrawal, that's receiving from tithes. The windows of heaven will be open unto you. The world window is the same word translated windows in Genesis 7:11 when the earth was flooded. Receiving from giving, you'll find that in Luke 6:38, Ephesians 6 and 8. You know, the hundredfold return is our, the moment we give, not after it is in our hands, according to Mark 10 and 30. It is ours in this lifetime. You know, in verse 23, any man who will may enter into the 100-fold principle. You know, this principle is throughout the kingdom of God. Man must do four things, one man two. Decision, he must hear the word taken from 2 Corinthians 9 and 7. In the sickling harvest, his confession must be steady on the word by faith. Stand, he needs to stand. You know, God multiplied. You'll find that in 2 Corinthians 9, 6, and 11. Also, God's purpose, all sufficient in all things. We may abound to every good work. You'll find that in Colossians 1 and 10. Bread for our food, increasing the fruit of our righteousness. You know, all the above things only for a special few. You know, don't eat your seed. Walk in love. Forgive and be quick to ask for forgiveness. Walk in faith. Walk in the word. Get on the giving end. And over in Philippians 4:19, it's telling you about planting and receiving. You know, God multiplies seed sower is his usual divine power. We partake of that power through God's promise. Hebrews 6:12 say, faith and patience brings the promise to pass. It will come in this lifetime, taken for Galatians 7 and 10, 6, 7 through 10, I'm sorry, to your ways taken for Haggai 1 and 5. You know, when we're talking about deposit, withdrawing from our heavenly account, I'm kind of rushing through it because our time was far spent trying to get on this morning for whatever reason was going on. But here we're talking about income. Decide on amount. You'll find that in James 1 and 8. I'm giving you the scriptures where you can go back and read them yourself. Be single-minded. Be stick to it. Agree that it is already yours, taken from Matthew's. Hold on a moment. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. Someone was calling, trying to get in to see what was going on with the station. You know, then we have to lay hold of it. I believe it in my heart, therefore I say it with my mouth. That means you got to believe it. You got to speak that thing out of your mouth. 1 Timothy 6:19 and then Mark 11:23, it say, my 100-fold return is coming to me now. You got to bind the devil and his forces in the name of Jesus, taken from Matthew 18:18. Also, the 12:29 in Matthew's. You know, you got to loose the force of heaven. Ministering spirit caused my money to come to me. You'll find that in Hebrews 1:14. You know, praise God for having already received. You'll find that in Mark 11:24. You know, you think about my income, my outgoing. You know, for your foundation, the scripture is found in Deuteronomy 26. We are in the land promised by God, the kingdom of his dear son. We must possess it. We must dwell in it. You know, you take the first fruit of the earth unto the priest that shall be in those days. But now our high priest is Jesus. You know, profess. Speak with your mouth that you are in the kingdom of God. Depositing and withdrawing from heaven's account. That's our show today. We didn't get to finish it because they got us on late. But check with us next week and we'll have another show. And praise God we can get on readily. And until next week, have a blessed day. Bye-bye.